This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, welcome to the Tom Chenault Show. I'm Marianne Niehaus. I got Tony Cannulli on here, and we are going to rock this Saturday. We've got a great guest, and it's a beautiful day. Tony, how are you doing?
Hey, Marianne, I'm doing phenomenal. How are you doing?
You know what? I'm so excited. I mean, I miss Tom because I love him, you know, and he's great on the show. But we've been having a lot of fun the last couple weekends, and we got a great guy today. And I wanted you to talk a little bit about this gentleman here. You know, I'm really learning a lot about network marketing, and the more I'm a part of it, the more I love it. And coming, you know, originally from the corporate world, and then, you know, being an entrepreneur, owning my own, you know, marketing advertising business for about 18 years, I never really thought my next step in my professional life would be network marketing. But as I said earlier, the more I become a part of it, the more I meet the people that are involved in it, the more I love it. And it's really about humanity. I mean, it really is about people. It's about relationships. And I don't even think we can touch on that as deep as you get in network marketing. I don't think people from the outside, you know, they always look in and wonder why we're so happy. Why are we having such a good time? Who are those people? I think they're just faking it until you walk through the door, until you cross that line. And so I think there's a lot of things out there that people don't know, and I think we're going to learn a lot about that today. But so tell me a little bit about our guest.
Well, yeah. Oh boy, we're in for a treat on this one. Well, I just wanted to comment on what you just said because it's so true. I don't think there's one person I have ever met in almost 30 years in being in direct selling, Marianne, that said, you know, I wanted to be in network marketing. I woke up one morning and said, that's it. I'm doing network marketing. It's not like when you're a kid and you have that fantasy, I'm going to be an astronaut, I want to be a lawyer, I want to be a race car driver, I want to be as good looking as Tom Chenault. You know, no one wakes up with that thought of, I want to be in network marketing. But they end up here anyway. You know, and one of my great friends, Gregory Mascari, I love what he said. I heard this, I don't know, 20 years ago when he first said it, but he said, when in network marketing, when it gets under your skin, there's no known cure. And, you know, at the end of the day, when you think about it, people get in, they hear about the money and the rock star lifestyle. Maybe they get in from a product. But at the end of the day, what keeps them in is who they become. It's the community. It's the family. It's the relationships. It's the, you know, in order to have more, you have to become more. It's the personal and professional development. And that's really what keeps people in this profession. And unless you're there, it's like trying to describe chocolate. How do you describe how good chocolate is until you've experienced it? And that's really what it is. And the gentleman, Marianne, that we have on today, you know, John Solider. John is, I tell you, I'm really excited about this because John and I are really great friends. Not everybody has the fortune of having a friend like a John Solider. Let me tell you, he's an amazing human being. He started in network marketing back in 1983. He's very well educated, went to Seton Hall, he's been to the top of three different companies. The same company he's been with for 19 years now. He's done well over $2 billion, probably $3 billion in sales, retail sales for other companies in the space, including the company he's with now. He understands residual income. And here's what I'll say about John. I've had hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of phenomenal high-quality people on. And if I were to ever have my own company, I would want to hire John to help me run it. I would want, that's how much I trust the guy. His skill sets are just outrageous. Not just as a distributor, Marianne, but at consulting, at helping companies grow. I mean, he's brilliant. He's a tactician like I've never seen. You're reading his book, Moving Up, and you're starting to gain that. And at the end of the day, this guy is just, he's unbelievable. And so, now I know one thing, he's unemployable, you know, because he's been earning a residual income, a very high residual income for, like I said, just in the last company he's with now for 19 years. And I wonder if his company really knows how special this guy really is, because I'll tell you what, I appreciate him so much. So that's John Solid. We're going to be getting into something that we very rarely hear about in network marketing, and it's the financial side of it. He puts the business into home-based business, let me tell you, and he's all business, but he's a great friend as well. So, Marianne, why don't we bring him on? Let's have some fun.
Let's go. So, John, are you here?
I sure am. Good afternoon, Marianne. Good afternoon, Tony. Good afternoon, hopefully across not only the United States and Canada, but throughout the world. I know Tom's got listeners everywhere, so welcome to all of you. It is my distinct privilege to be here, and Tony, let's get going. I think, you know, people might want to know my story because it may reflect their story. It may reflect their kid's story. It may reflect their sponsor's story. And, you know, I'll just kind of tell it briefly. I was a broke college kid in April of 1983. I was seeking my first, you know, quote-unquote real job. I had had a variety of things I had done up to that point in my life, but I was about to graduate college. And, you know, back then our resumes were really funny. You know, you put, like, you know, your name and your phone number. And today, of course, the resumes are probably name, phone number, Twitter account, Facebook account, Google account, and Lord knows what. But, you know, my resume wasn't all that impressive, even though I went to a very good school, Seton Hall University, very good school, got a very fine education there, very honored to be a graduate of that school. But at the end of the day, I had no idea how to make a living. And then kind of, you know, one of those things happened. A buddy of mine walked into the gym that I was working out at, and I was also selling health club memberships at on a part-time basis, make ends meet. And my friend Tommy Husted, who walked in that day, had been a tremendous athlete, tremendous wrestler, New Jersey State wrestling champ many times, and wrestled at Lehigh University in Pennsylvania. And he walked in, and he said, hey, what are you going to do when you graduate? And I said, I have no idea. I'm looking for a job, Tom. You know, where can I find one? He said, well, I couldn't find one, so I became self-employed. I said, well, how did you do that? He says, I joined this company, Herbalife. I said, Herbal what? He said, Herbalife. He said, and you can too. He said, it cost you $32. And I said, well, I don't have $32 right now, but if I could write you a check, Tom, you know, if I'm interested, I might just take those products and I might just get involved with the business. And interestingly enough, that very first night that I chose to do that, and I gave Tom that check, and Tom was nice enough to hold it for me for a week before he cashed it. That very first night, I sat down, and I went through that career book, and I started to put numbers on paper, and I started to figure out the retail wholesale of the business and the override structure a little bit, which, frankly, I really didn't understand. But I started to put numbers on paper, and by 4 a.m., I was a millionaire on paper. What nobody told me at the time was that paper was a little bit easier to become a millionaire on than to actually go and do it. But I was pretty optimistic in those days, and I figured, well, why not? On paper, it certainly works. So that being the case, I'm going to go forward. That was April 18th, 1983. 1 month later, 1 month to the day later, I graduated from Seton Hall, and we were very blessed to have President Ronald Reagan come and speak at our commencement exercise. And President Reagan that day spoke about the fact that way back in 1930, graduated college, that a similar thing was happening in the economy as was happening in the United States economy at that time. And that was, of course, you know, the Depression. He went back in 1932 to the swimming hole where he had worked the prior summer to be a lifeguard. And in conversation with someone that had been very successful in business, they suggested to him that he find a mentor who would teach him how to organize and build some sort of a business that he might be interested in. You know, once again, find something you're interested in and are passionate about, and then find somebody to teach you what to do. So this was back in 32. And, of course, from there, the president eventually wound up in broadcasting, broadcast Chicago Cub minor league ball games, eventually went to work for General Electric, eventually became governor of California, actor, and as you all well know, you know, in my opinion, certainly one of the great presidents and leaders of our time. And I felt like the president, even though there were probably 5,000 people there between graduates, parents, grandparents, Secret Service agents, media, et cetera, I felt like the President of the United States had that ability to talk to me one-on-one. Like he was talking to me. He was saying, John, you have found mentors already in the business you've joined. Why the heck are you looking for a job still? And I took the president's advice, and I said, you know, I'm already getting mentored by these folks over at Herbalife between Tom and his upline, Mark. I was already starting to learn some things. And then about 30 days later, June of 1983, I was invited up to Hartford, Connecticut, took a ride up there with Tom and some other people in a falling-apart old station wagon with a hole in the floor, and we drove up to Hartford, and I heard my first real mentor, a guy by the name of Larry Thompson that some of you are probably familiar with, and Larry said something that resonated with me to this day, and that was for things to change, I had to change, and for things to get better, I had to get better. See, at that point in my life, I thought that to become wealthy or to become successful, that you either had to be born into it, you had to win the lottery, or you had to just have, you know, been born under a lucky star. I didn't realize that the business could be learned. I didn't realize that if I had a burning desire for the business, that I could learn it from other people who already had accomplished what I wanted to accomplish. But when I heard Larry say that day, that for things to change, I had to change, and for things to get better, I had to get better, I realized that just like my education at Seton Hall, that I could learn this business. And at that point in time, that really acted as my first motivational speech of my life. Truly what happened was I said, why not me? And I wrote that in my little notepad that day, which I still have, by the way. I've kept my notes all these 30-plus years. And I said, why not me? With question marks after it. Why am I any different than any other people in this room today? I'm going to grasp this information. I'm going to have a burning desire. I'm going to go out and I'm going to work tenaciously. I'm not going to give up. I know I'm going to hear a lot of no's, but I'm not going to give up on this thing. I'm going to figure it out. And as a result of that, you know, here we are 30-plus years later. I've had a tremendous life. More importantly, I feel like I've been blessed to be able to help a lot of other people to have tremendous lives in some cases, better lives in some cases, and most importantly, to pay their bills. That's what we'll talk about as we progress here. Back to you, Tony.
Wow.
Wow.
That is awesome. Well, we do have, we're going to get into some great stuff. How much time do we have here before the break? Because I want to tell a real quick short story of what happened the other night.
Yeah, we've got about a minute and a half.
Oh, we have a minute and a half. Okay, well, This guy, Marianne, is so focused. And, John, please forgive me for telling this. I hope you don't hold it against me. But he is so focused. We're on the phone, and many times he goes out by his pool and works out, and we'll be talking. And, you know, we're good friends, so we talk quite often. And so we're talking about the show, and he's so serious about financial, you know, everything about, you know, creating the right life. And we're talking about it, and all of a sudden I hear this splash, bloop, and I'm like, what happened? And so I'm like, John, you there? And next thing you know, I hear this like crickling sound, and then the phone goes dead. And a minute later, I get him back on the phone again, and he couldn't even tell me what happened. He was laughing so hard. But what happened was, as we were going through things, he walked right into the pool. And it was so freaking. We spent an hour on the phone. We couldn't get any work done because every time we turn around, we just start cracking up and laughing. So that's how laser focused this guy gets. And when we get started in this next segment, here coming up, guys, you'll understand.
All right, we're going to take a break real quick, and I can't wait to hear it. Thank you so much, Tony Cannulli, and we'll be right back after this little break.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillows supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
All right, we are back. This is Marianne Niehaus on the Tom Chenault Show with Tony Cannulli. While Tom is traveling around, you know, he just got to his kids. You know, his son and daughter-in-law and their 2 grandkids are over in Sydney, and they're all together now, going to be celebrating Thanksgiving. So we're really happy for them. But today, I'm in Colorado. Tony, where are you at, Tony?
Well, I'm in the third dimension, Marianne, after being on with John.
Hey. Yeah. Okay.
We're up in the Pennsylvania mountains right now, and boy, I tell you, the temperature is dropping. Ooh, boy. Now, of course, John's down in Dallas, so he has pretty good weather down there. But although he was a little cold, when he fell in the pool, he's like, whoo.
Yeah, I bet.
Next thing you know, I hear the shower running. So he didn't miss a beat. He gets off, you know, after he starts laughing, of course, and he runs into the house. He's, wait a minute, I got to get the chlorine off. So we're talking, and he's still in the shower. I mean, we're good enough friends where he can be in the shower and I can be talking with him. It's interesting how when I first got into network marketing, they told me that, you know, you almost move in sometimes with your sponsor or your mentors or people that you work with. You get that close, and I never thought I'd be taking showers with him. So
via the phone, right?
And he already ruined one, you know, lost one phone there in the pool. So anyway, yeah, we're gonna have some fun here going into this next topic. I am really excited for him to share the knowledge he has. John's very humble. He's earned tens of millions of dollars in network marketing, and he understands residual income. I mean, how many people can say they've had a consistent residual income just in the same company? I keep saying the last one, but the company he's been with presently for the last 19 years. And that's rare to find. And it is out there in some of the legacy companies. And the gentleman that mentored him, Larry Thompson, is a gentleman that actually introduced me to John, and we've been great friends ever since. And, you know, Larry, of course, was one of my mentors as well. And so I know exactly, you know, the school he went through there early on in Herbalife when he got started. So anyway, John, let me tell you, this is great. I hope you don't hold it against me for telling this story about how you like to walk in the pools, but you got to admit, you are a focused animal.
Yes, I am. I'm just telling you, from now on when I talk to you, I'm wearing a bathing suit no matter what the weather is. But just to tell you, in Dallas, it's supposed to be below freezing this afternoon. So if I did that today, I might not be feeling so well on this call. But fortunately, it was still fairly warm the other night. But, Tony, I'm really excited about this, what you and Marianne are putting together this afternoon here. Phenomenal. And I'd like to just start talking about how to build a financial fortress around yourself and your family for the years to come, if I can. You know, I hate debt, and I hope you hate debt. You know, debt is such a dangerous, dangerous thing for the American family or the Canadian family or wherever, once again, you happen to live. You can change my wording. But here in America, I've watched debt destroy marriages. I've watched debt destroy businesses. I've watched debt destroy our country to some degree, where people don't understand how dangerous it truly is. It's a prison that we must break free from. And in network marketing, because we have the ability not only to earn money, we have the ability to earn money with no ceiling to it, okay? But at the end of the day, not everybody becomes a top performer. I want you to think of your multi-level business, whatever you're in right now. I want you to think of it as a vehicle to get you from where you are today to somewhere better. Just like if you got your car and you said, I'm going to go to the next town, you know where you're going, there's a destination, etc. So let's talk about that. I put together some very basic concepts. I'll go through them rapidly. Concept number one is to have an interest in interest. Here's how important interest is. And point A and point B, if you're taking notes, which hopefully you are. Poor people pay interest. Rich people earn interest. That's how fundamentally different it is. The poor pay it. The rich earn it. Which do you want to be? I would assume the latter. But once again, you have to have an interest in interest. You have to understand interest is very, very important to us as business people. The poor pay it. The wealthy earn it. Concept number two. A Timex sells the same time as a Rolex. Now, why do I say that? Years ago, I went out like a lot of network marketers, and I wanted to impress everybody, and I went out and I spent $3,000 on a beautiful Rolex watch. And about 2 weeks later, I forgot that I had bought it. I was in a rush to catch a flight out of Chicago. I left it in a hotel. I called the hotel, and needless to say, nobody ever found it. At that point in my life, I decided that I was going to buy a Timex, far less money. If I lost it, no big deal, could buy another. And then it told exactly the same time as that expensive Rolex. And I said, I'm going to start to take my money instead. And I'm going to start to put it into things that are going to help to build a financial fortress around myself and my family for the years to come. Concept number three, and we didn't have a chance to put this up, but I'll be happy to send it to you. I'll give you all my email address.
Oh, shoot. You know what? Hang on to that, John. We got to take
the credit card.
John, can you hear me?
Credit cards. I'm sure you all have credit cards out there. And
hey, John.
System is
Tony,
really
can you hear me?
You plug in.
Yeah, I can hear you. John.
All right, we're going to take a quick break.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
So hang on. Keep that thought. I'm loving this. We'll be back in a few minutes, and we'll really dig more into it.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
All right, we are back on the Tom Chenault Show. It's Tony Cannulli. I've got a little echo going on. Ben, can you check on that? Anyway, I didn't even want to take a break, John. I was so intense, and I was just writing notes. I wasn't even looking at the clock. So,
me too.
I know, it's like, what? Oh, it's time to take a break? So anyway, this is great stuff. And you know what? what I wanted to say was that I love that you're talking about this, because I think a lot of times people do get in, they do a lot of the flash, you know, they make the big bucks, they're driving the fancy cars, and then all of a sudden they're just, you know, down and out for whatever reason, and it's just because they haven't been smart with their money that they're making. So I appreciate this. So you would, your last story was the Timex tells the same time as Rolex. I love that. And so what's next?
Well, here's what's next. Okay, concept number three. There's a little debt reduction tool that I can send anyone who cares to have it. I'll just get my email address twice real quick, and hopefully everybody's writing. It's J for John and Solleder, S-O-L-L-E-D-E-R, at AOL.com. And once again, J for John, Solleder, S-O-L-L-E-D-E-R, at AOL.com. And if you didn't get that, just look on the flyer for this show. You'll see my book is on there, too. But anyway, if you send me an email and just put in the, you know, the little box there that is for the debt application tool or something like that, I'll know it's not junk mail, and I'll send it over to you. And basically what this is where you can plug in your Visa, your MasterCard, your Amex bill, whatever it currently is, whatever the current payment that you're making on it consistently is, and we'll show you how many months it's going to take to pay it off, assuming that you don't add anything to it. However, if you were to make additional payments from your multi-level business, I'm going to tell you how to do that in a couple of minutes here, by the way, but if you were to make additional payments, let's just say an extra $200 per month towards a large balance, you're going to find it very rapidly that bill goes from a lot of months to a substantially less month. If it were $500 additional you could put in from your network marketing endeavors, boy, that bill is going to come down even quicker. So, you know, you can play with that. You know what your bill is. Nobody's asking your financial information. It's something for you to use. So, you know, once again, use that type of tool. It, once again, helps you to keep score of what it is that you're doing and why you're in business for yourself. And also, once again, you know, you can't accumulate wealth until you eliminate debt. We have to eliminate the debt first before we can build the wealth. And I'm going to, you know, hopefully be able to tell you a little bit about that this afternoon. Concept number four. Concept number four is, what happens once you do pay off that debt? I realize there's some very successful people on the phone call here today, and the debt's paid. There are two goals that I believe we need to have. Number one is to establish what's called 529Cs for our children. If we have children that obviously haven't gone to college yet, if your kids are grown, the 529Cs aren't important. But if you have young kids, as I do, and I'm sure many of your listeners do, the 529Cs are tax-advantaged accounts that you could put money in today to let it grow for your child's education down the road. It doesn't matter the age of the child. If it's a baby, if it's a 10-year-old, whatever it happens to be, it's not too late to start. And once again, to motivate yourself from your network marketing activities to not only pay off the debts first, but then move to that second step of putting that money away in 529Cs so that when your son or daughter comes to you and they say, Mom, Dad, I got the grades, I did the hard work, I was a good student, I was a good kid, and I want to go to Harvard, I want to go to Yale, I want to go to Stanford, I want to go to wherever, whatever fine school they want to go to. The last thing a parent wants to do is look that kid in the eye and say, I didn't do my job, you did yours, you can't go. Go to community college and work at the local supermarket and let's see what happens. Not a bad thing if that's how you have to do it. But you as a parent do not want to have to be in that situation. The 529Cs exist for you to fund during your working years for your children's education. What about either if the kids are already grown, or what about you and your spouse? Your SEP retirement account. SEP is S-E-P, by the way. Stanley Edward Paul is what I'm saying here. SEP retirement account is a retirement account that is dedicated to people who are self-employed in the United States. And once again, it's a funding vehicle for your financial future to put that proverbial financial fortress around yourself and your loved ones. So once the debts are paid off, then we focus very, very tenaciously on establishing the 529Cs if you have kids, and or the SEP retirement account. And once again, the kids are grown, don't need to worry about the 529Cs, but you do need to worry about the retirement account. And here's a note. Social Security will not exist down the road. Or if it does, it'll be so diminished that you're going to see nickels as opposed to dollars for the money that you put in it. So never count on the federal government, who's $19 trillion in debt as we speak, to take care of your financial future. You take the responsibility of your financial financial future by capitalizing on your network marketing opportunity and by putting that money away today for tomorrow's needs of both college and your retirement down the road. The next concept, okay, concept number five, as we'll call it, is to pay yourself first. Now, by paying yourself first, I realize we all have bills, so we can't just go, hey, I'm going to pay me and not pay anybody else. Let me just kind of give you how to spend a dollar. If you were to take 40% of your income and say, that's my tax liability, be it federal and state, 40%. So 40 cents out of every dollar doesn't belong to you, it belongs to the government. 30% would go for your overhead. That's your mortgage, your utilities, your cell phone bill, your life insurance, your health insurance, etc. That leaves 20% to actively build your business with, promote your business with, advertise your business, the business lunches, the conferences you go to, etc., etc. That would still leave about 10% to fund the 529Cs or the SEP account down the road, or if you're still in debt right now, to conscientiously pay off those debts, starting with the highest interest first, working to the lowest interest, okay? And once again, to get rid of the debt first, and then, of course, the 529Cs and the SEPs. And then finally, Mary, can you tell me, do we need to take a break yet?
No, you got about seven more minutes.
Ah, beautiful, because here's concept number six, and you're going to love this one. Not as funny as me falling in the pool, by the way. But earlier this week, I was in Las Vegas, Nevada with my wife and a good friend of mine, Mike Womack. We were at a powerlifting meet, something I'm involved with, one of my hobbies. And anyway, after the meet, we wandered into a restaurant at Bally's Hotel. It was between Bally's and Paris, actually. Anyway, at this burger establishment, the waitress handed us the menu, and I saw the 777 burger on there. And I start to read, and I see that it's Kobe beef, and it's all kinds of other high-end ingredients, and a bottle of Dom Perignon champagne, $777. And I said to the waitress, I said, has anybody ever ordered this? And she said, yeah, we sell a few a year. I said, wow, that's great. And then I said to my friend and to my wife, I said, what's interesting about that is, I bet they're network marketers that come in here to try to impress people on how much money they're making and how much money they're earning. Folks, don't be that fool. Don't be that person who wastes your money arbitrarily on silly things to impress other people who frankly care less about you and your financial fortress that you're building around your family. Be pragmatic, be practical. That same meal you could probably buy for $100 if you really absolutely needed it. Point being, be smart with your money, okay? You know, our business is cyclical. You know, look at Sears versus Walmart, for example. Look at Apple Computer versus Research in Motion. Look at any other success stories that turn the wrong way that perhaps other companies have surpassed. That's network marketing, too. It's a cyclical business, and as a result of that, you want to take the money today and put it away for your future. Do not be foolish and impress people with the Rolexes and all the expensive cars, expensive houses. You take care of your financial fortress, and you'll be happy that you do. And the other note I'll make on this is this. You don't have to be the top distributor in your company. You don't have to be the person who earns the tremendous income and be icon status. You don't have to be any of those things. You got in business for yourself for a reason. And here's what I believe that reason is. Okay? It's very, very simple. And that is to use the business as a vehicle to purchase tax-advantaged interest-earning vehicles funded by your multi-level marketing business. Once again, it's to put together money in tax-advantaged, interest-earning vehicles funded by your MLM business for your family's financial future. And once again, to put that, you're probably tired of hearing it by now, but to put that financial fortress around yourself and your loved ones for the years to come. We got a lot of things going on in the world, not all of them good. We got a presidential election coming up. We don't know the results. All of those are factors, but if you keep your focus on building your business and putting money away for your family, no matter what the circumstances are going to be, you're going to have the success that you and your loved ones deserve. Back to you, Mariana Tony.
Wow. I'm just, like, my head is kind of spinning here a little bit. I've been listening to Robert Kiyosaki's Second Chance book right now, and I think so many of us, including myself, you know, I never really had the financial education. I mean, I have to admit, I've had a lot of money slip right through my fingers. I've been that person that was in so much debt, it was crushing. And fortunately, things, you know, worked out. But what you're saying here is, you know, it's just funny. We had a guy come to a meeting the other day, and he was like, "Where's all the bling?" And we're like, "What?" He goes, "Where's all the bling? You know, the fancy suits, the, you know, the watches." And I think people, I think some people still do that, no matter where you're at. But I think people are starting to really kind of settle down and do the things that what you're talking about right here. And using this, you know, unlimited income, right? We can make an unlimited income, but it's more than that. You've got to be doing something with it. So it's not just about spending it all over the place. And one of the things I was looking in your book, because you have the 10% to charity, the 30% to taxes, you know, 30% to business building, 20% to overhead, and 10% to put away for the future. And you know, I think a lot of people, they forget about them. They forget about the future. So you're right. Social Security is not going to be there. Go ahead.
And you're exactly right. And that's exactly, and I've had to change those numbers a little because of the tax system. Since I wrote the book a few years ago, it's now up to about 40%.
Right, right. It's a little bit, yeah. But, I noticed that. I'll modify my numbers now.
But conceptually, it's the idea that, you know, pay your obligations, pay your taxes, you know, pay Caesar, so to speak. And then when it's all said and done, remember to pay yourself first. And I think, Marianne, what you're just saying there, you're right on. That's exactly what a lot of people forget to do. And they're making, you know, some great income in a lot of cases. And all of a sudden, for whatever reason, that cycle hits. Their company gets in trouble with whatever the circumstances. They leave the company. They decide to go to another, whatever the circumstances. And that income
right.
radically changes, and yet the lifestyle doesn't, the tax bill doesn't, the liabilities don't, the spending habits of the family don't, and all of a sudden they go from a financial success story to a catastrophe, and that's what I'm trying to help people to avoid. I have been for 3 decades now, to be pragmatic about their finances that they earn in the business so that there's something there that when it's all said and done, that there's something there for their hard labor. That's really what we're
doing. And 40%, yeah. John, to the federal government. And they call us a Ponzi scheme.
I know. Okay, Social Security right at the
one.
Top of the list. All right, we got to take a break, you guys. This has been a great... Yeah, right? It's been a great segment. We'll be back right after this. Tony Cannulli, Marianne Niehaus on the Tom Chenault Show.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
American-made food storage. I love to eat. Yum!
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we are fighting to end premature birth and birth defects along with the March of Dimes. You can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in the newborn intensive care unit. Together we can save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
All right, we are back. This is Marianne Niehaus, the Tom Chenault Show with Tony Cannulli. And I'm just blown away by our guest today. You should see all my sticky notes. I've been taking notes through the whole show. And I appreciate, John, I really appreciate what you're sharing with us today. So we've got this last segment. It's a little bit short. And then we're done. So
Marianne, this is really, really different. You do not hear this as a testament to you sitting there writing all these notes. And I'm happy to announce, just so everybody knows, you know, the Ask a Champion, askachampion.com, which is going to be an educational platform wrapped around a community. And we're going to have champions. We're going to be bringing the champions to you. And John just agreed to be the financial champion. So he's going to be
the guy
in the community. Yeah, he's going to be the guy in the community that's going to be providing. Because there's so much to this. I mean, you get into, I was joking about, you know, I hope the government didn't hear me, but I was joking about the 40% kind of. And really the reality is there's a lot to this. Taxes certainly are an issue, what you can do, and, you know, all kinds of legal ways of minimizing your tax breaks. And, you know, there's really no chance that every business owner really knows, the real sharp business owners know that the tax code, the tax system is set up for people that are self-employed. And just opening a business, you know, putting a shingle out, having a home business, whatever business it may be, it gives you so much advantages over a W-2 type of a person. I used to do a seminar on the W-2 mentality versus 1099. And John's going to be covering a lot of this. We've got a lot going. We're going to be covering there. But John, you know, two things real quick that I know we wanted to discuss, and this interview has been phenomenal, the show has been phenomenal, but a couple of things relating to one thing we had talked about is multiple streams of income and really the good and the bad on that, and we just to clarify that in a second. And one of the things that both you and I have done a lot of consulting and helping startup companies over the years, and this thing about these, you know, car programs, and a lot of them, most people know that I'm not really in big favor of them. They really are more for the company. It brands the company. It's cool for the company. But sometimes, a lot of times, it puts distributors at risk. They end up losing their vehicles. They lose the money if they don't get the financing right away and all of that. And so let's touch on both of those because we just got a few minutes left. But these are really important subjects that come up all the time.
Well, you know, and I know we're limited for time, and well, Tony, that could be a show in itself. But
yeah, right.
the reality is this: you know, I've been at this for 33 years. I've been blessed to know, you know, so many top performers. But to me, what's important is the person who's in this business sees it as a financial vehicle, sees it as one of their multiple streams of income that they use to build wealth with. Okay, and wealth for different people means different things. I mean, if a person person is a successful school teacher and they're out there helping kids to achieve, they're successful, but they may not be paid for it, so they decide to get network marketing and to make that additional income that they need for their SEP and for their 529Cs for their own kids. So, you know, we need all of those people in the industry, okay? But I guess the real question is this. When we talk about multiple sources of income, at that highest level, I've seen people who have gotten network marketing, been extremely successful, and they've decided to go beyond, you know, once the 529Cs are satisfied for their kids, once that the SEP retirement account is funded each and every year on an annual basis. By the way, both those things are tax advantaged. I can't give you legal advice on that. I'm not licensed to do that, but your financial professional can. So if you have questions on these things, seek out your local, you know, financial professional. He or she will be able to help you on understanding those things better. But all that said, I've seen people go out and make tremendous incomes with their network marketing income, doing additional things, be it in real estate, be it in investing, you know, money in, you know, various financial products, be it in franchising, be it in other businesses that they've been able to say, hey, I'm real good at network marketing. And just like a professional athlete or entertainer who makes major income, they've been able to go to that next level by doing other businesses. Now, that's not the majority of people. It's probably not most of the folks today on the phone. But you know what? If you're going to dream, dream big. Okay. When I was young, all I did was dream about this business. I go to bed at night and I dream about what I was going to do the next day to get where I needed to be. And, you know, that's really where it begins. So if you have a huge dream, like the gentleman who was on last week who's made the incredible income that he's made, people have done it. Why not you again? But if you're like me and you say, hey, I'm here to fund the financial vehicles that are important to me and my family, and I'm only going to work so hard at this to do that because there's other things I'm interested in spending my time doing, you know, that's noble as well. And if you're part-time, which most people are, and our industry was designed for part-time people to make additional income, that's really how the founding fathers put it together, was for part-time folks to be able to make additional income to fund those two things I just talked about. Okay, those are the people, you know, get this message and get this little bit of financial planning down and start to study it and listen to this call on the archive. And look, I'm not the only voice on this. There's a lot of voices on this type of stuff. But I will tell you, if you begin your business, okay, or if you've been in a business even a long time and you start to think about these things, you're going to find that motivation to go talk to that next person about your opportunity and or your product. You're going to find a reason to get up in the morning and go to work because you realize, hey, I'm building that financial fortress for myself, my spouse, my kids, their future, generational wealth for our family, and we're going to use network marketing as the vehicle to do it. And if you do that, you're never going to have a problem being motivated.
Yeah. No, that's great. All right, we are done here. I can't believe it. John, thank you so much. It's been a great show. Tony, thanks for getting John on. We will see you guys all next week. We have some special amazing guests again. We can't drop any names just yet, but join us next week on the Tom Chenault Show. Thank you again, John. Thanks, Tony.
Thank you.
We'll
have
see you all next week.
Everybody.
Thanks, John, buddy.
Back to the music in a minute, but first I've got a special free giveaway. I've got 100 free trials of a belly flattening breakthrough Nubiotics here, and I've been authorized to give them away to the station's first 100 callers right now. So if you want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly, call now. Don't even wait till I stop talking. Only one free trial per caller, though. Don't be greedy. Okay, here's the number. 1-800-983-5628. I'm guessing it works pretty fast because it says here that if your belly flattening results are too dramatic, you're supposed to reduce use to every other day. And it looks like it's made from natural ingredients, too. Scientifically formulated to cleanse pounds of toxic sludge from your body. Okay, this is it. If you want a flatter belly, be one of the first 100 callers right now to claim one of these free trials. 1-800-983-5628. Or if lines are busy, try again. 1-800-983-5628. Call now for details. 1-800-983-5628.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.